Shalom Aleichem. Welcome everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Re'eh, and Baruch Hashem, I have the schus to be speaking to you from the Eir HaKodesh in Yerushalayim, really from the center of the world, the center of the universe, the place where we're mishtaikek, where we have a tremendous desire to be at all times, and we need not to forget that. But this is where we should be. I'll speak to you about Parshas Re'eh, but first a thought on Yerushalayim, Eir HaKodesh. On the Yom of the second day, we would talk about Yerushalayim. Many people don't realize that. I mentioned it in the past. That really, the concept of Yafei Noif Mesoif Kol Haaretz, which is what the Yom is about, the Parak of Tehillim is about, Yafei Noif, the beautiful city, Mesoif Kol Haaretz, which gives joy to the entire world, Har Tzion, Yarkas Eitzofain, the Mount Tzion with Beis Hamikdash, built Yarkas Eitzofain, which is to the north of it, which is, of course, the Beis Hamikdash. We talk about this on Yom Sheni. Yifei Naif Mesef Kolar. It's the Gemara, the Rosh Hashanah says, Yifei Naif, that Naif also means Kala. So that it's a bride, Yerushalayim is the Kala, is the bride of Kala Yisrael. Now, how is that so? What does it mean, the bride of Kal Yisrael? I'd like to try to explain that in a very practical and real way. We find that Shabbos is considered a kala to Kal Yisrael. Shabbos Kodesh, our Shabbos is considered a kala. How is Shabbos a kala to Kal Yisrael? So there, we do find in Chazal, we find that Shabbos complained. Shabbos said, "B'chol yom nasata bazug." Every day of the week has a peer, has a second day, which is its mate, so to speak. And me, like nasata, me, Shabbos, I'm the odd man out. I'm number seven. I have no match. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Klal Yisrael is going to be your zivug, is going to be your match." Now, what does that mean? That days of the week are a zivug or a match? Bride and groom to each other. So I believe I explained the idea of Shabbos in sometime in the past, and I'd like to apply it today to Eretz Yisrael as well. Regarding Shabbos, Rav Shimshon Pinkus brings, I believe in the name of the Gra, of the Vilna Gaon, the following. He says, what are the peers of days? It's not Sunday and Monday as a peer, Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, no. He says, it goes as follows. Sunday, Hashem separated the heaven from the earth. On Monday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated the water, the Mayim Tachtainim and the Mayim Elyainim, created the oceans and the seas and the rivers on Monday, the second day. And the third day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the vegetation, the trees, everything that grows. Now, those 3 days each created a certain potential. There's a heaven. There's an earth. So what if there's a heaven and there's an earth? What does that do? On the Wednesday, the fourth day, Hashem created the zivug for Sunday. So that Sunday, Hashem created the heavens, which is a certain potential. And on Wednesday, Hashem created the heavenly bodies, the sun, the moon, the stars, all of which serve as a purpose for mankind, for human beings. On the second day, Hashem created the oceans. There's a lot of potential in the body of ocean. The Zug for day two is day five. On the fifth day, Hashem created the fish, all the creatures that live in the water, and the birds, which we understand are created from a combination of Oretz and Mayim, as the Bali Mashava explained. And then on the third day, Hashem created the habitable land, the vegetation, the trees. The zug to that is the sixth day. So that the first, it goes with the fourth, the second day with the fifth, the third day with the sixth. Human beings and animals are created on the sixth day who benefit from the vegetation and the growth of that which was created on the third day. So each of the first 3 days is potential, and it has a zivug, it has a match. Now, the words of Chazal make a lot of sense. When Chazal tell us that Shabbos complained, I have no zivug. Why does Shabbos need a shidduch? Why does Shabbos need shidduchim? Because Shabbos is mali potential. It's full of potential. So Shabbos said, who's going to make use of that potential? So Hashem said, oh, your kala is the Jewish people. Jewish people are going to make the most of Shabbos. That's the zivug. Ad kan are the words of the Gra, as quoted in the Sefer Shabbos Malkasa. We take that concept and we apply it to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is mole potential. It has a closeness to heaven. It has a sense of Kedusha. Somebody comes here and wants, the davening is a different davening, the learning is a different learning, the walking in the streets, a person who walks the streets of Yerushalayim and takes the moment to look around, to see, to appreciate where he's walking, it brings him closer to Shemayim, it brings him closer to heaven. Eretz Yisrael is in space what Shabbos is in time. Eretz Yisrael is the place where a person could be connected to Shemayim. It's our challenge. It's our challenge. Just like Shabbos is the day to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we spend more time in shul, we spend more time learning, we spend more time doing mitzvahs. So too, visiting or living in Eretz Yisrael is in space what Shabbos is in time. It's the potential. It's the ability to come here and to connect to the Rabbi Nishon, to feel the Kedusha, to walk in the streets and look at the listing of faces of Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. Millions of Yidden Baruch Hashem in Eretz Yisrael. All types of Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. And certainly tremendous Mevakshei Hashem in the neighborhoods where I'm supposed to stay. Tremendous Mevakshei Hashem. You come here, you have to make use of it. Look at the lockdown. Circumstances are such that it's becoming very difficult to visit Eretz Yisrael. But Yerushalayim is open for the Talmidim, for the seminaries, and the Bachim will come to learn. For that, Eretz Yisrael is open. For someone who wants to come for Avodas Hashem, you'll find a way. You'll be able to be here. It's a tremendous zechus to be here. You're coming to Eretz Yisrael to learn, you'll get in, and your visit will be worthwhile. You're coming here for vacation. Vacation, it's not the same siyata nishmaya. You don't come here for vacation. You come here during your vacation from work, but you're not here for vacation. You're here to be nisala, to grow, to use Shabbos Kodesh, to use Eretz Yisrael. That sense of the Kedusha. Now, when it's Shabbos and in Eretz Yisrael, wow, how could you go to sleep? How are you going to sleep? You're going to the Reis Medrash. Spend your day in the Batei Midrash here. It's not like America where it's, they come for an hour for Daf Yomi or an hour for the Rosh Hashanah. No. There are people learning all day in the Batei Midrash here. It's beautiful. Chaparayim. Let's turn to Pashas Re'eh. I have a really wonderful Torah for you. We have the mitzvah of tzedakah. Nothing titei v'lai. We have the mitzvah of giving tzedakah. And it says, don't feel bad. Don't act sad when you give tzedakah. No. Keep it. Because when you give tzedakah, you get blessing. You get blessing for giving tzedakah. The Haflah is quoted by the Chabina Rav as having said the following. Now, Flaw said, and listen to this, he said that all of the brachas of schar, of wealth, that come for giving tzedakah, only come if you give the sefer panim yafis, if you give together with a chizuk to the person taking the tzedakah, a smile to the person. He says it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, al yeva levavcha b'sit chalai, don't give in a sad way. Why? Hadover hazeh, the Sifri says, it's quoted here in the Amik Dover on the Pasuk, the Sifri says, Hadover hazeh is hadibor hazeh. B'chal hadover hazeh, because of the way you talk when you give tzedakah, yivarechecha Hashem alakecha b'chal ma'asecha, then you get the blessings. Yivarechecha, the Sifri, as a matter of fact, says, even if you don't give the ani any money, just hadover hazeh, you speak to him, and you give him chizuk. Yivarechecha Hashem alakecha. See, the insight is that all of the schar for tzedakah that's promised is when a person gives it the seber panim yafis in a happy way, in a way that he feels privileged to be able to give it. With this, the Haflah answers Akasha. of the Rishonim in Bava Basra Daf Ches. The halacha is kaisen ala tzedakah. The Bateidinim used to compel people, force people to give tzedakah. And Tysus asks, we have a rule. Any mitzvah shematan Torah, matan schara bitzida, any mitzvah where the Torah spells out schar, is a mitzvah that we're not kaifa, we don't force people to do. And by tzedakah, the Torah spells out the schar for giving tzedakah. So Frek Tysus, so why do we compel? Why do we force? Why kaisen ala tzedakah? And for the haflah, beautiful. So the schar is for someone who gives happily. Someone who gives happily, we don't force him, he's giving happily. This fellow, he needs to be forced to give tzedakah. For him, there's no matan schar b'tzida. It doesn't say that a schar that the person's going to get. So for him, we're tight for him, we force him. I saw from Rosh Tambruch, he is. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that if someone gives tzedakah, amanashi yech yedini, how is that tzadik gomer? You give tzedakah, and the source of the tzedakah, you should have a refuah for a child, or long life for a child. How is that tzadik gomer? Why tzadik gomer? If you give not amanashi yech yedini, it's also tzadik gomer. So Rosh Tambruch, according to the haflah, it's beautiful. When you go to an ani, you give him tzedakah, he feels bad, he has to take. But you tell him, I need this chus. I want, in discuss of the fact that I'm helping you, that I need that my child should have a refuah shalema. So you tell the ani, so the ani feels that he's helping you. You tell the ani, daven for me. If you give to an ani from Eretz Yisrael, tell him you're lucky to be in Eretz Yisrael, daven for my child. In that way, you're giving it the seba panim yafis in a happy way. People here from Eretz Yisrael schlep to America to raise money. It's not easy. It's difficult. Some of these men, 60, 70, even older, years old, it's hard for them. It's very, very difficult. It's sad that they have to do it. Really? We should be traveling to Eretz Yisrael looking for the Aniyim. But when they come to your door, be mekabel them to say the panim yafis. And when they're sad that you can't give them a large amount of money, say what I say to them. I always tell them, I wish I had a spare $1 million to give you. And they smile. And then I give them a drink. And they go on their way. The Seder Panim Yafis, I should remember to do it all the time. When they come and I'm relaxed, it's easy. When they come and I know something, not so easy. We have to remember it. And so, speaking to you from Tzeinu HaKadosha, the Ir HaKadosh, Yeshiva Kedusha Sameach. So many Kedushas I'm zeicher to be standing in. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help that I should absorb some of the Kedusha. Should absorb some of the Kedusha. It should give me an Aliyah, and you too. Should be zeicher to come and have an Aliyah. Be a kor of mamish. A good Shabbos to one and all.